After the May 2020 murder of George Floyd, a group of alumni circulated a petition to make MBRCS an actively anti-racist school, urging it to restructure the mission statement and handbook to address issues of systemic discrimination. At a virtual meeting of the school's Board of Trustees on June 8, 2020, parents and alums demanded to know why the school hadn't responded to the tragedy or denounced Facebook posts by its co-founder and former board chair, Neil Kinnon, a former Democratic Malden City Councilman who shared a Wall Street Journal op-ed denying police racism. The board members announced no action in response to the complaints. Finally, on June 16th, Dan, Mystic Valley's director, wrote a letter to the school's families. "We recognize that there has been and continues to be an unacceptable tolerance of racism by sections of our society," he wrote. "It is our sincere hope that the current activism will yield true and productive results and lead to the fair and just treatment of those who have and continue to suffer for no other reason than the color of their skin." For many parents, this was insufficient. All these multi-billion dollar industries were finally saying Black Lives Matter, even NASCAR, says Zinaa Abu Khalil Quinones, whose daughter was in first grade at the time. Why couldn't they stand up and say those words? A Puerto Rican Palestinian social worker, Abu Khalil Quinones, was shocked to discover that the school didn't celebrate Black History Month. Her concerns deepened as she monitored her daughter's virtual lessons. In one second grade homework assignment, a multiple choice answer about Harriet Tubman identified her as a conductor on the Underground Railroad as though she were merely operating a train. Abu Khalil Quinones says her daughter is now much happier at her local school. "They talk about inclusion, they talk about feelings, it's not just memorization." Mystic Valley's detractors note that students of color are disciplined at higher rates than white students are and complain that the faculty lacks diversity. The staff is 87% white compared with 43% of students. At the six surrounding districts from which Mystic Valley draws, the staff ranges from 89% to 97% white. So, to substantiate their complaints about the school's climate, critics circulated 12 anonymous testimonials from racial and gender minorities, which raised issues ranging from bullying to microaggressions. One Black student said a teacher called her a token while reading To Kill a Mockingbird in seventh grade. Another said an eighth grade teacher repeatedly mixed up Black students. A bisexual student was disturbed by a teacher's evident discomfort with the Call Me Maybe music video, which ends with a gay flirtation, while another queer student complained about not being allowed to write a paper about role models on Ellen DeGeneres. "We were forced to comply and assimilate, thus abandoning my values and traditions in favor of that of white nationalist propaganda," wrote an immigrant student who was punished for refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The activists say these testimonials are just a small subset of the statements they collected, which they couldn't publish for privacy reasons. "I was allowed to view the larger database to verify its existence on the condition that I not quote from it directly. It contains 127 accounts of alleged mistreatment that students say they witnessed or experienced dating back to 2007.